97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. It's Big Papa in the Morning, the biggest TV show, it seems like, of all time, but definitely of the last 5 years, American Idol. And Katie Stevens is on the show. Katie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am awesome. Congratulations on everything so far.
Thank you so much.
I mean, so take us through. You're the teen. I hate to call you the teen heartthrob, but there's a bunch of teenage boys that really have a liking of you now.
Really, I don't really see that.
you haven't gotten like the fan stuff. Obviously, teenage girls are a lot more open to be like, oh my god, I totally love you, Katie Stevens on American Idol. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Yeah, true. Boys kind of keep their feelings inside.
Wow, so someone sounds like they've been jaded already.
No. It's fine. I get the Twitterers that are like, we love you, the boys.
That's got to be weird. Now, Remot, you're from where?
I'm from Middlebury, Connecticut.
All right, you're from Middlebury, Connecticut. And you went to the audition, I would imagine, at Foxborough?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
And you made it, obviously, to the top 10. The tour is coming up. They're going to be at the Times Union Center in Albany. For all the details, hit AmericanIdol.com for that. High school kid, you missed your prom because of American Idol. Did you have a boyfriend going into this thing?
No.
No? Because
I just figured that this is just something big that I need to focus on.
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, you go from... you know, typical American teenager to people knowing your name and your face all across the country. I'm just wondering, like, when did you know that things are different?
When I came back home and people were picking grass out of my yard to say that they had Katie Stevens' grass.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Wow. Have you Googled yourself? Have you looked like on eBay to see if anybody put that grass up for sale?
Well, when you're on the show, you learn to not Google yourself because you don't want to feel like crap after.
Really?
Yeah, well, just because, I mean, for everybody that loves you, there's always going to be somebody that has something bad to say. And, I mean, you don't want to read that right before you're going on.
Sure. Sure. Now, again, we're talking to Katie Stevens, finalist, top 10 finalist, top five. Where did you place? Like third, fourth, fifth, somewhere in there?
I was eighth.
Oh, come on. You were better than that. I thought you were way better than an eighth place finish, and I thought you should have been in the top three. That's just me.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm not saying, but I'm saying.
Oh, thank you. Well, I mean, Jennifer Hudson was eighth, and see what happened to her?
I'm sorry?
Jennifer Hudson was eighth.
Yeah, and what happened to her? Yeah, she had a little bit of a career, you know.
She won an Oscar.
An Oscar, up for Grammys, yeah. So she, you know, she did okay for herself.
Yeah, definitely.
You go through the audition process at Foxborough. You get to Hollywood. You make it through Hollywood. Then you make the top 24. Then you make it to the top 12, the top 10. Now you actually get to make some money because of the tour.
Yes.
And I've heard people that have made it to Hollywood that once you get to Hollywood, you got to like not have you know, they pretty much own you for like the next year. And I don't want to get too into it, but how much past the tour are you obligated?
Past the tour?
Yeah.
None.
So once the tour is over, you can
just up until after tour.
So you're pretty much theirs until after. And it's not like, you know, it's slave labor. They're paying you to perform, for crying out loud.
Yeah, exactly.
And then from there, you're free to sign with a different record label or whoever you want to, and put out your own album from there.
Yes.
Okay. The only person that's really locked down is Lee, as far as that goes. That was part of his grand prize, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, as far as the tour goes, are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm so ready. I mean, this is what I've wanted since I was a little girl, and I've never imagine myself doing anything else. So I'm just excited to go out there and meet all my fans and put on the best performance for them that I can.
It's Katie Stevens. The American Idol tour is happening. They'll be at the Times Union Center in Albany. For all the details, hit AmericanIdol.com. You went through the entire process. What was your favorite part? Was it being on the stage and introducing Christina Aguilera?
Yes.
I could tell. I mean, obviously singing in front of millions of people, but being able to be like, ladies and gentlemen, Christina Aguilera, there was like this sparkle in your eye, you know?
Well, I've admired her since I was 6 years old. So when I met her, it was actually at rehearsals, and we were all singing with the band, just with stand-up mics, just in some room, and she walks in, and I just froze, and I started shaking. I was so nervous. She sat down right in front of us, and we had to sing for her.
Oh, no pressure.
So we're singing, and she's right in front of us, and I'm trying not to look at her. And Crystal actually told me that I was the only person that when I sang, she actually smiled.
Nice.
And then I guess at the show, I was able to introduce her. And then after it, she talked about me on Ryan Seacrest's show and said that I blew her away, which was so cool.
That's very cool. Again, we're talking to Katie Stevens, AmericanIdol.com, for all the details on the tour, which is very exciting. Who was your favorite celebrity mentor?
Adam Lambert.
Yeah?
Yeah, just because, I mean, out of everybody, he had the most to say about what it's like to be a contestant. Because, I mean, that was the one thing that he knew about that the rest of the mentors didn't.
I know that you're busy. I know you have a lot of stuff going on preparing for the tour. How have the rehearsals been as far as that stuff goes?
Great. I love it. And, I mean, it's a lot more relaxed than the show is. We get days off.
Nice. That's good because it's a hectic pace once you get to Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, Katie, I know you got to go. One thing we do with all you big-time celebrities, you're a big-time celeb now. It's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, okay?
Okay.
All right. When you go and order a pizza, what are your favorite toppings?
Either bacon or just regular cheese.
Favorite toy as a child?
Barbie.
Well, what movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Dumb and Dumber.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Christina's Bionic album.
I feel weird asking this, but it's part of the questions I always ask. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
Arms.
All right. Favorite toy as an adult?
The TV. No, the iPod.
What's your favorite app?
Oh, that's hard. Twitter. Echo Phone.
There it is. It's Katie Stevens on tour with American Idol, coming to the Times Union Center. For all the details and tickets, AmericanIdol.com. Congratulations. Good luck with the tour. And I know you're going to get a record deal, and good luck with your career after that. It's just starting. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. It's Katie Stevens, everybody. AmericanIdol.com. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on Kiss FM.